The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us. Lots to talk about today and lots of guests on for a Tuesday, December 6, 2022. We finally have Grown by Nature Pro Magnesium, which is 10% off this week at the Power Mall, back in stock. We will be talking to Jason Dirkvicks at the bottom of this hour, who is the founder of Grown by Nature, about which form of magnesium works the best. Obviously, we're only carrying the ProMag X Extra Magnesium 60 tablets in a glass bottle. I've got two of them on order. Trust me. Magnesium is good if you want to keep from getting leg cramps, etc., etc. And those who get disrupted in the middle of their sleep, like I have on occasion, yeah, you can do all those. I mean, the clay baths help. They really do. But the magnesium, but you got to, I'm sorry, but you got to take that stuff if you really want to keep the cramps away, the late night or midnight cramps that wake you up out of a sound sleep. So we'll be talking to Jason at the bottom of this hour. We also have 10% off of North American Urban Spice products. The OptiVita Winter Wellness Bundle is still in motion here at the Power Mall. The retail bundle normally goes for $70.90, but your price when you order either by thepowermall.com or by calling 877-817-9829 is $53. And don't forget that you can add the silver gel, 24 part per million, and OptiVita silver liquid, 10 part per million. I have it right here for those of you watching Brighteon and Rumble. It's in my water, and I'm drinking it. That's one of the reasons I'm healthy. So, health is what it's all about here on the show. If you're not healthy, you can't listen. Obviously, if you're dead, dead listeners can't hear our show. And we don't want you dead. We want you alive and kicking and critical thinking in motion. Because that's what we talk about here. Contrary to some, I am not what you call one of those right-wing extremists. I'm a journalist, card-carrying. I actually have my media credential. I am basically under the auspices and affiliate of an actual FM station as a news reporter, an investigative journalist. And I, you know, don't like it when they call you a right-wing extremist, because it's all about the truth. It's not about whether it's right-wing, left-wing. You have to understand where that all came from. That came from European politics, from the parliaments in England and France. They had a liberal side and a conservative side, the left wing and the right wing, and they sat on opposite sides and argued their cases against each other, but at least they argued. The thing is we're dealing with a commingled uniparty system that basically just is all worried about itself once it gets there. Like I said, there might be a handful of senators and Congress people out there that really give a damn about we the people and what our needs and concerns are, but the rest of them, I wish it was legal to round them all up and hang them in the square, but it's not. However, for those of you who are challenging what's going on in D.C., you remember these folks, when they're not up there, committing all sorts of atrocities by the way they vote for bills and pork and whatever, thinking they're going to benefit you, the constituent, when it's basically you're voting for pork to benefit somebody else, because then you'll get what you want negotiated down the road. This is a real problem. And this is what's going on in D.C. right now. And they're not paying you for anything. Like, who does the IRS pay you to do your books because you're required to file a tax return on April 15th? You have to file a tax return on April 15th, no matter what, by April 15th. And if you're a business, you have to file your tax return by March 15th, which means right after the first of the year, anybody that's got an LLC or a full corporation is probably in full swing with their CPAs getting ready to file tax returns and 1099s, which have to be done by the end of the year. W-2s have to be done by the 15th of March. Excuse me. So, you know, understand, they don't pay us for this. And it's kind of a waste. It's a big waste of time. So this is one of the reasons why we want to get back to you by encouraging you to become a member of the Power Mall Affiliate Program. It's an excellent way to generate more revenue by placing our banner on your website or giving your dedicated affiliate link to friends and family to shop. And we do all the work. We even give you all the links you need to be able to track the sales you originate. Isn't that neat? So you just go to thepowermall.com and click on the affiliate info link or email us at support@thepowermall.com for more information about signing up. Of course, we are still, and you, oh, by the way, you can share your affiliate link by email or on social media as well. And just encourage people to buy, and you get 10% of the order. We're now taking orders, by the way, for Heaven's Harvest Emergency Storable Food and Seeds. Oh, you know, see, the higher ticket items, when you get people to start ordering emergency food, guess what? That puts a bigger 10% chunk in your pocket. Gotta love that. 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com to order Heaven's Harvest. Orders, of course, are drop shipped directly from Heaven's Harvest. But you order through us. That helps us out, right? If you're listening to the Power Hour on shortwave, consider purchasing from the Power Mall or sending a donation. We talked about this yesterday. We're going to be ending the shortwave frequency 13.845 at the end of the year if we don't get listener support. It's kind of weak right now. Don't forget to shop with our partners such as EMP Shield and Lion Energy Products. If you visit thepowerhour.com and click on the Partners tab, by shopping with the partners, you're helping to keep the Power Hour on the air because we don't rely on government grants and all the other happy stuff that nonprofits and others that have some sort of funding they get from various places. We don't have that. We rely on the Power Mall to stay on the air. And we thank all of our listeners for actually, you know, because if you don't acknowledge what the listeners do, I mean, you're spending good money to stay healthy. And you're buying the supplements and stuff that we have here in the Power Mall, which is a good thing. And we appreciate you. God bless you for doing that because it keeps us on the air and in social media where we post updates, news, and more. Power Mall and Power Hour newsletters are separate, and you can sign up for each of their respective sites just by going there to thepowermall.com or thepowerhour.com. And before we get into the news headlines, which there aren't too many, Sherry in Kansas, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dave. I'm okay. That was,
glad you're okay.
I agree with Dane Wigington. This is not the kind of weather that is real, you know.
I wonder
God
about
made
that.
Weather.
And they're trying to dim the sun from getting through here. I just fail to see, you know, given what Stan Dale was talking about yesterday on the show regarding the sunburst as the thing, you know, the outer layer comes apart and comes directly at the earth and hits it with such force and heat that literally it just burns the tops of the trees off.
Well,
what do you make
of
that?
Who knows about that? On this deal about what you said that Mitch McConnell let him put into the National Defense Authorization Act deal about giving these, the way I understand it, it's mainstream media giving them support like they need it. Would you kind of flesh out how you understand that for us and what points it might be good to bring up if we call our or representatives and senators and say, take that out of there. Because I don't think they should be passing this this authorization crap like they do every year about this con, because they always stuff crap into it like this.
Well, you just answered it. You just answered the very thing you asked the question about, Sherry, because the point is, and Mayra Flores, who was on this show, and, you know, God love her, she lost. But the fact is, she put God first, family second, country third, and her biggest peeve that wasn't sanitized as part of my interview with her by her press. I really feel that's why she lost it, because her press secretary sanitized every bloody thing, and she couldn't talk the way she wanted to talk. They were afraid she would really say something truthful. But the truth thing she said was just what you said, Sherry, and that is that they commingle all these damn pork legislation, JCPA, which is the media protection bill. They're basically kowtowing to the mainstream media, lamestream media, whatever you want to call them, and giving them all sorts of credence. Basically, if you just tell them, look, it would be a lot easier for the American people to understand, and I don't care how damn long it takes, strip all this crap out of these bills so that we can concentrate on one thing instead of 1,230 pages of something that makes zero sense. And they commingle and weave all of these little intricacies and changes and amendments and whatnot. I really believe that if your congressperson really gives a damn, Sherry, you tell them to throw a poison pill amendment into this bill and kill the whole damn thing so they can't vote for it. Nobody, I am surprised, has talked about throwing a poison pill amendment in, because that literally would shut it all down. But this JCPA is basically kowtowing to the liberal media, and they don't need funding. They don't need support. They don't need Section 230 with social media and all that garbage. They need to repeal that and hold social media liable for the same kind of crap that they did. And now we're finding out that Katie Hobbs actually, with the Twitter feeds that came out, because this all has something to do with JCPA. You're talking about Katie Hobbs and what she has done now. She actually, her emails and stuff to Twitter about censoring stuff, misinformation, she's now a party to this whole thing. If Carrie Lake wants to file suit against Katie Hobbs and what's going on here, and the fact that she used Twitter to censor, I mean, we're talking about so much shady stuff. I wish I could use the SH word on the radio, but they won't let me, so I say caca. You know, it is what it is, and you hit the nail on the head. These guys need to separate these bills out and stop adding all this pork and other junk in there, because all you know that they're doing is favors for the other guy so they get what they want, which is could be honoraria, could be money in their personal trust account or trust fund, foundation, or whatever the case may be. I mean, I watched The Distinguished Gentleman with Eddie Murphy, and that pretty much says exactly what's going on right now that you're pissed about, Sherry. I get it. And that's the first thing I would do is call your congressperson and say, why are you stacking amendment after amendment and bill after bill and packing this omnibus act with all sorts of garbage that's not doing us any good, and half the people don't even understand what they're reading? Do you even understand what you're reading, sir? And how do you favor this? Because here's what I want to do. If you vote for this package, stacked up and loaded as it is, whether it's got JCPA, same-sex marriage, whatever the case may be, I oppose half the junk that's in it. I don't want it to pass. You need to vote no, or I'm going to bring it up. I'm going to print out flyers, and I'm going to come to every single town hall meeting you have when you come back into your district. I'm going to be there, and I'm going to make sure these flyers, this is what the trim committee used to do way back when, tax reform immediately. Every time that a candidate or an existing congressperson would come in, they would find these flyers all over the seat, and they would read it, and people would be reading them, and it shows how they voted for all these tax and spend policies and raising your taxes. And they get voted right out of office because people got smart. They got awakened. So I would say that, you know, you need to basically tell them, look, you don't want several thousand people out here distributing the fact that you approve same-sex marriage. Well, you know, I'm sorry that the churches are 501c3 and the IRS and the laws prohibit churches from encouraging block voting, but that never stopped John Hagee and for-profit institutions from putting the word out. So definitely, I think that your argument should be, I'm against Congress packing pork and all these other amendments into it, you need to just shut it off or put a poison pill amendment in and kill it. Do not allow this to pass. You know it's political. You know the Democrats are doing this last minute before the Republicans take over, and they're going to be out there kissing all these Republican candidates' asses to get them to jump in and pass these things. Oh, well, you know, when you take over, we'll help you, or we'll vote McCarthy in, or we'll help. You know, I mean, you see the arguments that are going on right now with Congress, with McCarthy. The Democrats, like Clyburn yesterday, Sherry, we were talking about the fact that Clyburn is saying, well, if McCarthy wants our help, you know, see, this is all tit for tat. You help me scratch my back. I don't care if you're a rhino. You're a Democrat in disguise. You're wolf in sheep's clothing. It doesn't matter. Congress is all self-serving anyway. Best Congress money can buy. I mean, you know that. I know that. And the only way you can deal with your congressperson, Sherry, is on the local level. And you got to hit them with both barrels, figuratively, not literally.
Yeah, and, you know, and what we're finding out more and more on this COVID deal is it's a military operation, and here this thing I'm talking about is the, what is it called, the Defense
Authorization, NDAA, yeah.
Yeah, so that's
I would definitely kill it. Yeah, I would. Right. I would do the same thing. By the way, I just want to let you know, in our email blast today that's going out today, we are including a PDF of Anthony Fauci's 446-page deposition that they just took in the lawsuit. Just want to let you know.
Remember?
Yeah, I know. You're going to enjoy reading that. It's like a novel in of itself. Thanks for your call.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
Have a great day. All right. There you have it. World news. Warning from UK. Warning, young Will Robinson. Warning. Technocracy and the global technate are imminent. Warning, danger, young Will Robinson. Remember that? Yeah, technocratic governance has become a talking point in Western society. Gee, you think? Yeah, the debate concerns the degree to which qualified experts should influence or possibly even control policy. Well, they got control of social media, and they've got control of the mainstream media. So all they got to do is just continue to brainwash everybody like they have been. And, you know, the next thing, you know, Elon's going to come out with something that makes Elon money, because that's what it's all about. A technate is a technocracy applied to the whole of society, and it's not limited to technocratic governance either. It goes much further. It's a new and distinct socio-political construct. It's only one little, you know, and people are, they're in favor of it. Why? Convenience. Oh, look how convenient it is. You just pass your hand over the scanner in the grocery store. No more digging out for your debit card or your credit card, or no more digging in your wallet for cash. Just wave your hand because it's got the chip in it and it'll automatically scan. And oh, how convenient is that? They're going to convince all these brain deads out there. It's a great thing. And all you got to do is put this little chip in your hand. Now, to me, that is the mark of the beast. Because once they got that in everybody's hand, game over. And those who don't want to take the chip will not be able to buy or sell. So you better damn well start prepping and preparing to grow your own food, raise your own chickens, and be prepared to defend it. And see, the thing is, and it's like, sometimes you look at the realist approach to electromagnetic pulse. And what the government said was, 9 out of 10 people will be dead in a year if we have EMP. Stan Dale said it yesterday on the show. They launch it 240 miles over the center of America, and you literally knock out all the grids. So anybody that doesn't have an EMP shield and a way to actually generate their own electricity are in trouble. And see, when nobody else's lights work and nobody else's refrigerator works and their generators run out of gas, and they look over and they see your house has solar panels, a Generac, thousands of gallons of tanks of propane underground, and you're up and running and you could stay that way for years, and everybody else is living in the dark ages, and they have to use basically campfires to heat their food if they're lucky enough to even store any, and they see your lights are on and theirs are not, and they have to live in the dark and they have no more candles or oil for their lamps. Remember the five wise and five foolish virgins? Yeah. Yeah, the bride came and they were in the dark. It's this thing about belief and faith and what you can do to further your own situation, folks. And this technocratic governance, they want to take that and run that right up our keisters and make us take it. And all we have to do is say, no, not going to do it. And see, the thing is that people still, I think you haven't read your checking account statement, that when you opened up your checking account, you signed these forms and you didn't read them because you just had to open that bank account. It's just like when you went to the mortgage closing table. I want the keys. I want the keys. I just give me the keys. That's all they wanted. They'll sign anything. They didn't bother reading any of their mortgage paperwork. They wanted the keys. They wanted to move in. Oh, look what we got. Even if they couldn't afford it. And see, this is what caused the 2008 debacle. Talk about that in the book Clouded Titles, which is available at the Power Mall. And France, being the green pioneers that it is, they're banning short-haul flight routes and forcing passengers to take a train instead. Yeah, so much for convenience, huh? Wow. Yeah, this 2021 law that's now been rubber-stamped by the European Commission, giving preference to railway travel and getting rid of short-haul flights. The Secret Service, meanwhile, how secret are they? Well, they're claiming Chinese hackers stole millions in coronavirus benefits. Oh, I'll bet they did. Makes you wonder if Hunter and Joe, you know, Big Daddy, you know, makes you wonder if they didn't have something to do with it. At least 20 million in coronavirus relief benefits. Yep. And the U.S. government's first time that they have publicly acknowledged that thievery was committed by foreign state-sponsored cyber criminals. Oh, but wait a minute. It's according to a report by NBC. Doom, doom, doom. Yeah, you got that right. Indonesia, by the way, is banning sex outside marriage as parliament passes sweeping new criminal code. Okay, so we have draconian laws going on. Wow. Yep. Didn't even have a chance to get to the national news, but of course you can read all about that in your email blast that you get. We will be back at the bottom of the hour after the break with Jason Jerkovics here on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. With the winter months right upon us, we have decided to put together a winter wellness bundle. You get two boxes of silver lozenges, along with OptiVita Vitamin C and an OptiVita Vitamin D. Regular retail is $70.90. Now, as a winter wellness bundle for only $53. Be proactive. Increase your immune system now. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.
Actually 34 minutes, but the clock just clicked forward a notch here. We're looking at 11:34 a.m. Central Time, and it's Tuesday, December 6, 2022, the day before Pearl Harbor Day. Yeah, all right. Now, I know there's conspiracies floating around on that still, isn't there? Wow, just can't get away from those conspiracies. Maybe Joaquin in the next hour I'll have something to talk about, you know, COVID-19 and the New World Order and a bunch of other things. But in the meantime, it's all about health. That's what we're doing here. And we have, and I ordered two bottles of this stuff, by the way. Comes in a glass bottle with 60 tablets. It's called ProMag X Extra Magnesium. And I talked about this at the beginning of the show regarding what magnesium is good for. But we got Jason Derkovics, founder of Grown by Nature, with us. And, of course, he started working for an international health and wellness company as the product and business development manager. And in his second year working there, he was approached by a man named Dr. Eric Llewellyn. And here's the thing about Eric Llewellyn and the way this doctor worded it. The utilization of synthetic chemicals is 1.5 to 2.5%, but then your body has to have the nutrients to get the other 98% of waste material out of the body. Make sense? Man cannot create or manufacture his own nutrition. You got to get it some other way, right? Well, I'm going to let Jason Durkovich tell you about ProMag X, because like I said, I ordered two bottles of it, so I'm trying to get rid of the leg cramps, and we'll get into that. Jason Durkovich, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I truly appreciate it.
So, you know, as far as the history goes, did I miss something as far as your history and how you came to all of these forethoughts to create what you created here in ProMag X?
No, if I can just add a little bit to it, if I could.
Sure.
One of the things that I was first approached about was taking on the supplement line, and I just realized how saturated the market was, and I told my higher-ups, I said, you know, we really don't need to get involved in the supplement market. It's such a saturated market, and they urged me to take a further look into what it was that was actually being offered. So I sort of, you know, went back to the drawing board, so to speak, and in doing so, I discovered that I had not known anything truly about what supplements were really about. Now, you see, what I discovered was that even the supplements I was taking as a college athlete, feeling I needed to get the competitive advantage, I was taking two of your, quote, one-a-days type of supplements because I needed that competitive edge. And I actually developed quite a serious bladder infection while I was in college, and I was actually sidelined from a couple of very important games that I was very upset about, and I didn't know exactly what was causing this. But in later discussing with Eric Llewellyn, Dr. Llewellyn, he had commented to me saying, well, you know, very likely that what you were taking in such high dosages could have been the cause of that. So it urged me to take a further look into what it was that I was ingesting. And what I found was that more than 99% of these ingredients that were being sold or quoted as being natural form of a supplement were not natural at all. They were all synthetically produced in pharmaceutical labs. And that's not just the cheap store stuff. This is like even your high-end store retail market, your doctor, your chiropractor is recommending. There's other companies out there that say, oh, we have a better absorbed supplement. But if you just turn the back of the bottle around and look at what the actual ingredients are, you'll see that, for example, with magnesium, they're listed as magnesium citrate, or magnesium chloride, or magnesium glycinate. Magnesium glycinate is a purely synthetic formulation of magnesium. Now, there's over 30 different types of magnesium that are made available on the market. Now, if they were all, you know, somewhat beneficial, it wouldn't really have a need for Grown by Nature to exist within the market. But the fact is that they've never appeared in any living cell structure. They don't come from food. They've not even been mimicked or processed from actual foods, but they're being processed as rocks. They're broken down. They're synthetically altered, such as with magnesium glycinate. And you put that against what we are offering with Grown by Nature, we're offering an actual organic whole food non-genetically modified form of magnesium. Now, ours have been shown not only that they absorb better, but that they're retained longer and that they're utilized correctly within the body. And the way that they're utilized correctly within the body is because of the structure that they're delivered in. If you look at an apple or a potato or any fruit or vegetable, there's magnesium in there. There's calcium in there. Every fruit and vegetable should be classified as, quote, a multivitamin and mineral. Except when you look at the actual structure of how magnesium is being delivered in those fruits and vegetables, it's protein bound, meaning that there is a branch chain amino acids that are connected to this mineral. And now in 1999, Günther Blobel won the Nobel Prize for discovering that proteins have intrinsic signals that govern their local transport to and within the cells. In layman's terms, they're basically like taxi drivers. These protein structures or these branch chain amino acids receive signals from the body and saying, okay, the heart needs some more magnesium, or the liver is in required of some more vitamin E. Now, these signals go back to the gut, and the gut then transports through this process with these proteins. Now, that's what you get with Grown by Nature, a fully coated natural system, which is protein bound, and therefore our body knows what to do with it. The problem that exists with the isolated or synthetic forms is there's no protein structure whatsoever. They're isolated, And when your body then receives that, your body says, what is this? I don't recognize this, and tries to get rid of it as soon as possible. Now, one of the biggest things that you'll hear adversary-wise when people do take magnesium supplements is that it gives them a loose stool, or that it's making them feel off. Well, that's because they're taking a drug. 99% of the brands out there on the market, go ahead, turn your bottle of magnesium around. If it's not grown by nature, you're going to see listed one of those 30 different types of chemicals that I'm mentioning. When we look at an apple, we don't call it magnesium chloride or magnesium glycinate. It's just simply magnesium or calcium or potassium. All of those nutrients are found within that food in a natural food structure complex, and that's what grown by nature is. So I
yeah, let's
get a little
not,
long-winded
yeah.
on a short answer.
Hey, you know what? No, it's good. It's good, Jason. I'm all about that. Because, see, we're getting an education here. This is not an infomercial because, see, if you, the other chemical that you didn't mention was magnesium citrate, and that's the stuff they give you before you have a colonoscopy to totally flush your system out. And it tastes, you know, it's all nice and effervescent and everything, and some of them have lime flavored and cherry flavored, but it all does the same thing. If you're constipated and you drink a bottle of that garbage, you won't be constipated after that, after drinking a whole container of it. And so, you know, sometimes people who are constipated just take like a couple of capfuls in a little splash of water and down that, and that usually keeps the stool going. But the thing is that magnesium, and this is the thing you were brought up about synthetics, if the body is not used to or recognizes that, hey, I don't understand this, that means that everybody else is falsely advertising what it does. And I've had doctors on the show, oh, you need to take 1,000 milligrams of magnesium. Wow, they must be talking about the synthetic forms, because you have to take that much to get what you take in 100 milligram per tablet potency. Am I right on with that assessment, or am I off base?
No,
Where am I at on that?
No, that's exactly. I've heard many doctors actually recommend, well, the way to take magnesium is to first take it to bowel tolerance, so you get that diarrhea effect, and then back it down a little bit so you know your body's getting the full amount before it goes overload and overboard. I say that's ridiculous. That is not truthful. That is not the way that our bodies was designed. We're not supposed to be a guinea pig for our own sort of, we should just be feeding our bodies. And magnesium within potatoes, magnesium within any type of fruit or vegetable, beans, nuts, that magnesium, like I said, is protein bound. But when people start mega dosing, and I'm glad you brought up magnesium citrate, because as I was saying, a lot of these magnesiums are listed as laxatives. But magnesium citrate is actually listed as a cathartic, which means it's a very powerful laxative. I think back to the old Dumb and Dumber movie when the guy ingested turbo lax and was sitting on the bowl for about 20 minutes afterwards. And that's the type of effect that people are being told, even by their doctors, saying, yeah, take it up to bowel tolerance and then ease it back a little bit. Everybody is a little bit different, I've heard them quoting and saying, but that is wrong. Everybody, there's no unique, oh, here's where you eat at the salad bar, and here's where I eat at the
salad bar. All right. And see, the thing is that the ProMag X is combined in a probiotic culture, which is a non-dairy yogurt. Lactobacillus bulgaricus is the Latin term for that. And I think we lost Jason. We're going to try to get him back to continue this conversation.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, we got you back. All right. I was just mentioning the fact that you put a probiotic in this tablet as well. Can you explain what it does?
Yes. The form of the probiotic is a natural, actual, it's a non-dairy form of probiotic. Some people can't do probiotics because of they have dairy intolerances as well. But with our probiotic, it's a non-dairy probiotic, whole food form, which has incorporated that magnesium into it. Now, this magnesium is at its full capacity within that food structure, meaning that our nutrient manufacturer analyzes it while it's growing with the cells and making sure that it's full capacity, meaning if the food structure was a hotel, all the rooms have been fully vacated. They fully have or fully capacitated, sorry. So that probiotic structure is very, it's a safe, gentle bacteria for our guts. Often you hear people saying, oh, we need to take probiotics, because anytime anyone has ever taken any type of an antibiotic, what's that doing? It's killing your good natural bacteria, but it's also killing off pathogens and so forth. But we do require to have a good form of bacteria within our body, and that's what this probiotic form is. It's a gut-friendly bacteria. I got to use that word loosely because it doesn't sound so good, but we do have a good form of bacteria within our body, a good form of gut material, which is this probiotic. And this is what is delivering the magnesium in our food structure with Grown by Nature.
Yeah, because see, the thing is now that this is in the purest form, you only need 100 milligram. What is the recommended dosage that you would take with ProMag X?
Well, we used to have another form that was only 30 milligrams, and we decided to go with the 100 milligrams because a lot of people were simply taking two a day. But if you go back to some of Dr. Llewellyn, when he was on the air, he had said that the average person only needs about 30 to 50 milligrams of magnesium when it's in the proper food form. Now, the reason why it's such a high RDA percentage and that why they're pushing at such higher dosages is because they know that when you're taking a synthetic or a fortified, which is synthetically fortified into your foods, that's such a poor absorption. Most magnesiums roughly will absorb around 10 to 20%. That means that 80% of that material is a waste material. Ours is absorbing close to 90 to 95%. So this way, your body gets fully what it needs, and you can go along with your day. So I would say simply one tablet a day. A lot of people, when they first start taking it, they do it's called a loading phase for the first few weeks, because if you picture your body sort of like this arid desert, you want to sort of have a nice heavier rain come through. So we recommend that you take two for the first couple of weeks, and then you can actually dial down to one a day, and that's the maintenance phase for throughout. Now, some people continue to just do the two a day, very active athletes, because when you're active as an athlete or you exercise regularly or even just high stress, you're burning magnesium at such a high rate. Now, magnesium is so highly deficient in our foods and our diets. I believe it was quoted, you know, back in the 30s saying we don't even have enough room in our stomach to ingest all the food that we need for the magnesium due to such depletion. But because we have offered in such a high concentrated form, this whole food protein bound form of magnesium, your body requires a lot less to go along with what it needs to do. So one a day, I would say two a day is most that people would need.
Yeah, but you see, you're talking about basically front loading, at least for the first couple of weeks, which I understand. Some of us, and the thing is that there are natural foods that have magnesium in it, but it would appear that you need to eat a lot more of them than you would if you took the supplement. You could continue to maintain your regular diet depending on. And see, the thing is we had watermelon, cantaloupe, strawberries, and blueberries in our protein shake. We were eating the strawberries, the cantaloupe, and the watermelon fresh out of the container, you know, cooled in the fridge and prepared. Which makes it way more palatable. But, you know, of course, I'm missing that magnesium. And the thing is everybody says, oh, well, eat bananas. Well, bananas have potassium. I don't know how much magnesium they have in them. But the thing is that, you know, when you're looking at the synthetic industry and what Big Pharma has done, it would appear when you walk into the grocery store and you look at all of the products on the shelf, what would you say that the percentages are of really comparable to whole organic food type supplements? What are we looking at? Maybe 0.1% are actual real things, and all the rest of them are nothing but bogus?
Well, here's the thing. We've been now in operation coming into our 17th year of operation. And with that, it's been very well known in the industry that whole food is superior. So a lot of companies are claiming that they're whole food, but what they're doing is basically simply adding in a little bit of a whole food powder, which hasn't been really tested for its quality of nutrients or even quantity of nutrients within it. But then they mix in the same synthetic forms, but legally somehow they're allowed to call these supplements, whole food supplements, but they're anything but. They're whole food powders mixed with this chemical form of magnesium. And that's what the term fortification means, is that because they know the foods don't have them to begin with, they're now adding in the synthetic ingredient. So this brings me back to, for example, there was a British researcher, her name was Anne-Marie Mayer, in the 40s, had conducted a whole array of fruits and vegetables to analyze them and discovered what their nutrient levels were, and then compared that with 1990s data. And she found that magnesium was more than 90% depleted from what it was in the 40s. And this was in the 90s. We're talking about 30 years after that. I haven't seen research numbers since then, but I can only imagine it hasn't climbed up. I'd imagine it's only gotten worse. So magnesium supplementation is not just a luxury, but it's truly a necessity.
Yeah. Would you say that it's happened because of the environment, because of what's happened to the environment, however soils have been contaminated? Would that be one of the key reasons why magnesium is depleted?
Well, if you look at all the nutrients being depleted, it's not just magnesium. So all of the nutrients are being depleted. And as Dr. Lone had pointed out in the past as well, it's not that the soil itself is void of these minerals. It's the fact that the life activity within the soil is being diminished due to acid rain doing, geoengineering, raining down and killing off the soil activity. So it's just simply not getting to the roots of these fruits and vegetables at the levels it once was. So with Grown by Nature and knowing that you are getting a verified concentrated form, it's like we're going back to the way that fruits and vegetables were meant to be, the way that they were first designed by our creator. And now here we are offering a throwback to the way that nutrients once were within food.
Right. Well, the thing is, too, I guess the basic question that people will ask when they call the Power Mall is, you know, why do I need to take this? What good is magnesium? What does magnesium do? What's it good for? I already know that if you take enough and have enough magnesium in your system, you won't get leg cramps at night when you sleep, and it helps you actually sleep better. I mean, that's just one benefit of taking it. But why do we, you know, you've got a host of other thought processes going on here. And I think, you know, not as an infomercial kind of thing, but as a medical kind of thing, why do people need magnesium?
Well, every single cell of our body requires magnesium. It's been coined as sort of the spark plug for every single cell. So without that magnesium, our cell function is not functioning optimally. So without it, you start seeing deterioration in health. You start seeing people immune systems dropping, like you were talking about leg cramps. Our bodies require it for proper muscle tendon development. And especially people that work out, they're burning magnesium at almost four times the rate if there are heavy activities. So our bodies require magnesium at a higher level. And every single one of our body's function requires magnesium. So if we were to label out importance of nutrients that one should consider, you know, we always would say that magnesium would be definitely one of the top ones, if not the top one. Between magnesium and also like selenium, for example, those two have been quoted as absolutely essential to make sure that you're getting a proper form and supplement. It's not just a luxury, but a necessity these days.
Right. Okay. And so this is one of the reasons why we have folks on like Jason Dirkovics. And I mean, he's been doing this for a number of years now, and looking at the scenario, and because of the fact that we now have this back in stock, obviously, it takes quite a while to produce these products, does it not, this particular one?
It does. I mean, when we go ahead and place our order, we have to sort of structure it out to knowing that if we place our order today, it might be 2 to 3 months before we get our shipment in. So as the sales increase, we got to sort of guess ahead and play ahead forward. And we've had some really good results, especially with the Power Hour. You guys have been a blessing for us over the years, so greatly appreciate that. And because the message is being heard and it is being received, a lot of people are trying to silence this message out there because they're all trying to earn their profit and trying to, you know, either persuade people to purchasing their inferior products or not. So we truly appreciate you guys who do present the truth out there and allow me to share a platform of truth. I mean, I never wanted to be a supplement guy when I was growing up. I wanted to be your next Mickey Mantle or Babe Ruth. I wanted to play baseball. But I feel like God put me in this position because he knew that I would stand up for truth. I've always stood up for truth in the light of adversity.
Well, and that's what we do here at the Power Hour, as you well know, Jason, and we appreciate that. ProMag X Extra Magnesium, 60 tablets in a glass bottle. And I've got two of them on the way here, so I'm a big supporter of it, and we appreciate you here on the Power Hour coming on to talk about this. And the thing is, I think people are really turned off by taking synthetics. There are some actual COVID-19 supplements that were out there that I literally, everybody loves them. And I mean, the doctor who is no longer with us is very well respected. And you'd think his products would be, but they're loaded with synthetics. And I think people are trying to go back to au naturel. And we appreciate you coming on the show, Jason, to talk about the fact that not only are we dealing with high potency magnesium in ProMag X, but also the fact that it's got probiotic culture, which is a non-dairy yogurt contained within it that will help with good bacteria and help with gut maintenance, because that's what's important. The gut-brain barrier is real, and people need to be aware of it. And we appreciate you coming on the show. We are coming up to the top of the hour break right now. And once again, Jason Derkovic, Grown by Nature, we appreciate you being with us here and giving us a little bit of education. Just to let you know, the product is available at 10% off. If you want to call the Power Mall and order it, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. We'll hook you up, and you know, it's all about making you healthy. We will be back with Joachim Hagopian, COVID-19 and the New World Order, after the top of the hour break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.